All right, we're just about ready to go live, but let me tell you about a few more shows. Dutch Pink, Macrame Tiger, and String of Ponies are going to be at the Berkeley Front on Friday night, and on Saturday night, the Leonards. The Torpedoes are a reunion of the Torpedoes is going to be taking place at the Motor City Music Factory. That's actually a commercial building that is a metal factory, but it's the guy's got an amazing system and stage and lighting, and he calls it the Motor City Music Factory. It's 6450 East Mount McNichols in Detroit. And the Torpedoes are having a reunion, and along with them will be the Seatbelts and Ray Gun. All right, I'm going to get back to the beggars. Enjoy your weekend. Get out and support live music. And stay tuned, because we've got Freakgate coming up in just a matter of minutes. On WHFR Dearborn. Okay, this is Isosceles Mountain, and they are also playing the Ipsy Fest Saturday night, and we have Freakgate coming up in just a matter of minutes, but let's listen to Isosceles Mountain in the meantime. Thank you. All right, we're going to bring back down the Isosceles Mountain and bring up the mics in the studio because we have the band ready to go. And Mr. White, are you ready?
We are ready to go right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. In the studio today, we have a band called Freak Ache. Hey, guys, are you there?
We are here and ready to go.
All right.
In fact, what are you going to start off with today?
First song we're going to play is called 13 Revenge 13. And you'll notice that the number 13 is in there twice. For reasons later in the show, you may or may not know.
Ooh.
But we are ready to go.
Take it away.
Okay, I think we got a couple of technical issues to address out there. This is the band Freak Ache in the studio, and
It was pretty close in time.
The first 5 seconds.
It was pretty close in time.
Okay, we've got. Let me turn that off, and I'll be talking. This is an interesting band. They are an all-instrumental band, and I can give you the names of the musicians. Chad Benigni is playing electronic percussion. Jerry Blatesley is got a synthesizer. Rick McGregor is on drums, and John Scythe is on guitar and bass. We're going to have to ask about that, guitar and bass at the same time? I don't know. All right, I think we got our technical problems addressed, and I'll give it back to Mr. White and Motor Live Drive.
All right, on the Motor Live Drive today, Freak Ache. This is a really kind of a different band for here. It's at first, when I first heard this, somebody had slipped me a CD from Freak Ache, and I thought it was something that somebody had put together on their computer, but this is very much a real live band.
This is actually happening live. We're playing it. And just so you remember, 13 Revenge 13 was the name of the previous song.
Okay.
Yes, we use very little sequences or anything in it. Everything is performed live. So what you hear is what you see is what you get.
Well, this is really interesting. In fact, would you like to introduce the band?
Yeah, I believe that just happened again, but we have Chad Benigni on the electronic percussion. We have Rick McGregor on the regular drum kit.
Hey-o.
We have John Sane on guitar and bass, and me, Jerry Blakesley, on the keys.
All right. Well, this is, it's like I say, it's kind of a different band for the Motor Live.
Yes, and if people were in the studio, they could see the sweet light show and smoke that we got going on right now. We incorporate that in our live performances to give you an extra little visual treat while you're spacing out to our music.
And in fact, I'm really glad you had me get a hold of security for the smoke machines.
Yeah, see, it's pretty foggy in here. I could barely see into the booth, so.
Tell you what, why don't we have some more music and keep that light show going.
Okay, our next song up is called His Majesty's Entrance.
Thank you.
was His Majesty's entrance. Thanks. Well. I got to make an adjustment, Rick, so you're up, Doc.
Oh, hi.
In fact, you've got to, yeah. Oh. Now, Rick is the regular drummer, I believe.
Sorry about that.
That's right, the actual living drummer.
Here, live.
Now, what got you guys into having two drummers, one electric and one acoustic?
Well, Jerry and Chad were in a band together, and they, you know, and Chad's been playing electronic drums, and one of our mutual friends, Scott Boink, came to me and said, "Hey, Jerry and Chad are starting a new project. You should join them." And I didn't even know Chad at the time, so I said, "All right," and I showed up with my drum set, and there was already one there. And I just thought, okay, this is going to be different and interesting.
All right, and it was.
It is.
And it's an electronic drum set. Our engineer, Alan Cantito, said he hadn't seen a drum set like that in, decades, really.
Wow.
Yeah, they're still out and about. There's new ones coming out all the time. They're just not as popular, not in the public eye as much as the regular drums, obviously.
All right, but we've got a vintage electronic drum set for us today. Now, Jerry, got a question for you. Where did the name Freak Ache come from?
It came from deep somewhere inside my twisted brain, basically. We were tossing ideas back and forth for names, trying to figure something out, something that sounded apropos to what we were doing. And I was playing with puns, and I thought, free cake. That sounds delicious and awesome, and just changed the spelling of the words, and it became Freak Ache instead of Freak Ache.
Free cake is a good way to get people to show up to the shows, too.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we will provide at least 24 cupcakes to every live performance that we have. We usually have two varieties, and Ellen, John's wife, puts time, effort, and love into every cupcake she makes for our shows, and people really rave about them and enjoy them.
What a great idea.
Yeah. In fact, when is your next upcoming show?
Next coming show is going to be November 19th at the Berkeley Front. We will be headlining, and we will also be playing with two bands, Moss and Stone, who I believe will be making only their second public appearance, but they have probably about 8 to 12 hours worth of material already crafted. All electronic, and it ranges from techno-y dance type stuff to drum and bass and down tempo. It's kind of all over the place, so it's really up to them what kind of set they're going to play that night. And the other band we're playing with is called Loren, and that is Nardo Navdo's band, who is one of the co-hosts of the Motor City Special Live at the UD Cafe. Kevin Pakula is the other brains behind the outfit. We've worked with them a couple of times, and they're great guys, helping promote everything good about Detroit, whether it be music or art. Anything that's going on in the city, they are there promoting it.
Okay. They certainly are. I had no idea. This is actually, Nardo's in the band? It's not just
yes.
a band he's managing?
No, he is in the band.
Oh, I'm going to have to go see that.
Yeah, make sure you do. We'll put you on the list.
All right.
In fact, what was I thinking? Oh, in fact, you've been on the Motor City Special down at the U Detroit Cafe on Thursdays, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been down there a number of times just seeing what else is going on. But we did have Freak Ache on the air, and it is on a podcast. We are on September 22nd, I believe. You can go check out the podcasts in the archives and see what we look like without our light show, because we didn't bring it that night.
Oh, man. It's not the same without the light show.
It's a teaser. We got to get people to come out to the next show.
The room wasn't conducive.
That's true.
Yeah. But you've got to check it out. Those strobes, the mirror ball, and the fog. Just, yeah. It just comes creeping over those keyboards.
It really does. It's an added layer of enjoyment.
Okay, well, why don't we have more enjoyment for our listening audience out there?
Okay, our next song is going to be, that would be Blue Hole, Black Ocean. Blue Hole, Black Ocean. Write that down. Thank you.
All right. Oh, Freakache right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Something just a little bit different. Oh. In fact, Jerry, he's setting his keyboards. He's got a, yeah. He's like a little mad scientist here adjusting things.
Had to adjust for the next song. That was Blue Hole Black Ocean, in case you didn't write that down the first time.
There's going to be a test.
In fact, there is. We might as well announce that right now. We would like to do a giveaway for people who are willing and take the time to call in and answer one simple trivia question.
And may I give that number?
You may give it. In fact, please do, because I don't know it.
Well, the number is 313-845-9676, or make it toll-free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676. I will repeat that if you hadn't written that down.
You should have a pen or pencil in hand already writing that down, because you've been writing down what we've been playing so far. But what we want to do, we're going to do a giveaway. Two lucky winners. The first correct answer to the trivia question is going to receive the following items: a guest list plus one for our November 19th show at the Berkeley Front. You will also receive a Freakache t-shirt, a Freakache button assortment, a Freakache poster, which I will actually be designing. I haven't gotten around to that yet with everything else I've been working on.
And it looks fabulous.
Well, thank you. It's right here behind the smoke. You can't see it. And what else did I forget? There was a copy of the demo CD that we actually slid to you.
Plus one.
Well, I already said door plus one. Guest list is what I said, John. Thank you. Thanks for paying attention. So that'll be the first correct answer to the trivia question. And second place is going to be almost everything except for the t-shirt, because we're kind of running low on supplies and have to reorder some more.
And what, may I ask, would be that trivia question?
The trivia question is, name two Freakache songs. Now, we've already given you three that I've repeated the title twice, so the phone line should be lighting up right about now.
Wow.
And if they're not, then we still have more songs to play, and the contest will be open for another 33 or so minutes. We'd like to announce the winners on air if possible. If not, that would be, actually, maybe not. Let's keep it a secret. That way they can contact us with all the information that they need.
Okay.
So we would like to distribute the prize package at the 19th show. Encourage everyone to come out for it. If for some reason someone is living outstate, listening, streaming, we would definitely put that in the mail for you.
We can. All right. Well, why don't we have some more music today?
Okay.
You've got your electronic gadgets all set up for it.
Everything looks to be in place. I hope it is when I get there to push the first button. The name of this song, in case you haven't written down any of the previous three, is called Clown Stopper. Oh, you want to do the actual full name of the song is Sad Zombie Hobo Chimp Clown Stopper. We just call it Clown Stopper because it's easier for people to remember. If that's all you can get down. Yeah, that. If you do write that down and call in with the correct answer using the full name, you will get an extra cupcake. Because we usually just do one per person, but if you take the time, that's worth an extra cupcake.
That's right, and the cupcakes will be distributed at their November 19th show at, where is that? It will be at the Berkeley Front in Berkeley.
That is in Berkeley. It's right on 12 Mile between Greenfield and Coolidge.
Okay. Thank you.
That was the sad zombie hobo chimp clown stopper, if you want to write the full title down.
The full title is very important. It's the the ambiance of the entire title makes it all just pop out.
That's right. We like to have a little fun when we're working.
Well, in fact, as you're working so hard here, I can barely see the instruments through the fog of the light show.
I know. I may have made one or two keystroke mistakes on there, but it is due to the lights reflecting right in my eyes. So just the way it was positioned this time, it's kind of rough.
Now, does that does all that affect your the electronics in your keyboards?
No, actually, we generally run them on separate circuits, so there's definitely no electrical interference and crosstalk going on.
Okay. In fact, would you like to tell people what you're playing today?
Other than the songs?
Yeah.
The specific model of keyboard? Hmm. I'm running a Roland Phantom X6.
All right. And your electronic drummer, what is he playing?
It's a Roland TD-6V Brain.
Got to get the brain.
That's it. And the rest of the kit has been Frankenstein together over the years. Replacement pieces have been needed because he really beats the heck out of them. And, sometimes when you have electronics getting hit a lot, they need to be replaced.
All right. And your string player here, he plays guitar and bass both.
I use floor samplers so I can sample up to 16 minutes per track, and you'll get that sample going while we're playing. I use Paul Reed Smith guitars, Fender amps, Fender basses. That's about it.
Okay, and lately you either play guitar or bass, and I've noticed you've been starting off with the bass to get a sequence going.
We'll start a main rhythm, a background track, a guitar or the bass, and then we'll layer on top as well once the loop gets started.
All right, and your acoustic drummer over on the other side. What's he playing today?
I play a Mapex V-Series kit. It's nothing special. It's the first one that I could save up enough money to afford, and various cymbals that I've either been lent or borrowed from my friends or, this or that. It's whatever I can find that sounds better than all the other junk I have laying around.
Well, although your kit is unique in the sense that you left it in the car and it got superheated and warped the drums a little bit.
Yeah, put a really nice kind of wavy finish on the bass drum.
Yes, and you actually see when you come see it live, it does reflect light a little bit differently in that portion.
You normally have to pay a lot of money for that type of stuff.
Alan Cantino says you have a custom one of a kind drum
right.
kit.
That's exactly it.
Okay. Our next song up is kind of our anti-dance track. It's very danceable, but you wouldn't hear something like this in the clubs generally, just because it's like it is. It's called Mr. John Stone with an E on the end. John Stone is one word, not two, so if you're writing that down, put it all in one word.
Come on, everybody, get off the dance floor.
Yeah, this could be the dance floor clearer, although it does have a pretty catchy beat.
We'll be right back.
Mr. Johnstone.
That's how the lyrics go, actually.
Yeah, you can sing along with it while we're playing.
Hey, Mr. Johnstone.
Okay, and we did have one caller today.
Yes.
All right, we've got one.
We got one, and she remembered 13 Revenge 13 because today's the 13th, and today is her birthday.
Awesome.
And she also remembered Hobo Clown Stuffer.
Perfect.
But she remembered the 13th because it was her birthday. So.
Exactly. Well, that's great. We appreciate the one call we've got so far.
Birthday presents for first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can claim them on the 19th, which is only 6 days and a month after today.
Okay, so that number again is 313-845-9676. We have one more prize to give away. If you want to call in and answer the trivia question of what is two of the names of the songs of Freak Ache that we've been playing today.
All right. In fact, what's the best way for people to get a hold of Freak Ache other than call the station right now?
Call the station right now would be number one because we are standing a mere 10 feet away. Well, I don't know how far you are away from your radio, so. The best way, we are on the Facebook, Freak Ache. Just facebook.com/freakache, all one word. We also have a SoundCloud available, and that is just soundcloud.com/freak-ache, because we had to put it in there for some reason. If you want to just send us an email, just freakache, all one word, @gmail.com.
All right, you can get a hold of them any old time. And the Facebooks are always a good way to find them and see what they're doing.
Yeah, we'd like to get at least one more fan from the performance tonight. So,
absolutely.
I think we already got one.
Hopefully she liked it.
Okay, and you're going to be playing, as you say, November 19th at the Berkeley Front?
That is correct. It's going to be 9 p.m. doors. I believe Loren will be going on at about 10, maybe 10:30, depending on how full it is. If it's like super packed, we'll start the show early just because everybody's already there. And then Moss and Stone will be on after, and then we will be the last show just to really send you on your way.
Ooh.
After looking at the light show and trying to peer through the fog and hearing some hopefully awesome music.
Yeah, those strobes are pretty intense today. So
yeah, if you want, I can turn one of the three off.
I got my sunglasses on, so it's not too bad.
All right.
We have some shows on YouTube.
Well, on come on up and talk there, Johnny.
You're a lot closer.
Well, come on up and talk, Johnny.
Let's go ahead. You can look us up on YouTube as well. If you're looking for some of the visuals that we do on stage live, Freak Ache, right in the YouTube, you'll come right across our page.
All right.
You got to check them out. And you can also check them out on the podcast for the U Detroit Cafe, the Motor City Special.
Yes, but be warned, we didn't have our lights with us that night. It's very disappointing.
Okay, well, you brought them today. So let's get some more music going.
Okay. Okay, the next song, in case you're still writing it down, is called Candy. And yes, it has a question mark at the end. So if you're writing it down, put a question mark at the end of Candy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, that was sweet.
Oh. Yes, that is when candy goes wrong. Too much candy.
Oh, I really like that one. That had an interesting sound to it.
That's cool. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and the band we've got today is called Freak Ache, right here at our Live Drive at 5 studio.
My name is Saucer Full of Secrets. Saucer Full of Secrets.
Ah, yes, our sound man Alan Cantino said it reminded him of Saucer Full of Secrets.
Yes, that's a very favorable comparison. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And the light show even makes it even better, I'll tell you.
Exactly. You got to keep everybody entertained.
And those mirrored costumes as well.
We promise not to wear those. I guess it is a little too distracting having those on.
Until we perfect the technique.
Okay. All right. Well, perhaps in the future we'll see those again. But you can remind people where they can come and see you?
That would be November 19th at the Berkeley Front with Moss and Stone and Loren.
All right.
And we can be seen on the internet. If you search Freak Ache, you should be able to find at least one thing.
At least one. And they've got a contest going right now. If you can tell us two songs that they've played today, call up at 313-845-9676 or make that toll free at 800-585-4322. Extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get right into the studio and tell us names of two songs they played today.
And if you really need help, I can tell you again, 13 Revenge 13. His Majesty's Entrance. Black Hole. No, Blue Hole, Black Ocean. Sad Zombie Hobo Chimp Clown Stopper. Mr. Johnstone.
Candy.
Candy? With an question mark. Make sure you have the question mark, otherwise it does not count as a valid entry.
Oh, man.
They're tough.
And I'm sure the phone screeners would appreciate if we could, not just have you call in to yell, Freebird! That's been so overdone.
And
we won't play it either.
Yeah, we're not going to play it on air, but as soon as we pull the plug on the live connection, then it's happening in studio.
All
right. Okay.
Okay.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of you again?
On the Facebook, facebook.com/freakake. On the Gmail, freakake@gmail.com. On SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/freak-ake.
Okay. You've got about 8 or 9 minutes left.
Okay, perfect. Well, we've got two songs left.
We'll do them quick.
Yeah, I'll just tell you the names right now for both of them. We'll just do them back to back. We do want to thank you guys so much for having us on here. We really, really appreciate it.
Oh, we're always looking for the newest and the finest right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week, we're going to have Tone and Niche for an acoustic duo show. Right here.
Yes, and they're good. They're very, very good. They've been doing it for years, and I remember them. I used to work at a record store. I remember them bringing their CDs in and putting on consignment, and they were always a real treat to deal with. They're really nice people, and they're very talented.
Yes, they are. And they'll be on next week, but right now we have Freakake in the studio.
Okay, we've got two songs for you. The first one is called Bewasion, and that's a blending of two different words, beware and Persian, kind of made it into one word.
So the number here is 313-845-9676, option 1 for the studio if you want to get the tickets for the show and
everything.
And that'll be perfect. So Bewasion is this song, and the one immediately following right after is called Y squared CY, and that stands for Yummy Yummy Chocolate Yummies. Once again, Yummy Yummy Chocolate Yummies if you're calling in. And John's starting it up, so we're going. Thank you.
You don't need to...
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.